Yo, yo, what up, though? It's your boy T-Lip bringing you the second episode of the Speak On It podcast. And you know how I like to start it off with some good vibes and some good quotes. So we're going to start it off with, you don't learn to walk by following rules. You learn by doing and by falling over. That's Richard Branson. One more for the road. We must be willing to let go of the life we plan so as to have the life that is waiting for us, Joshua Campbell. And that's very true. That speaks volumes. I feel like a lot of the times we pay attention to what's in front of us in the future so much, and the things that affected us behind us, that we is all against everything we know as to, it's all out of our control. You literally just have to control what we control. And the only thing we control at that moment is the now. So we're going to start this off with Lamar Jackson, the MVP. Front runner MVP right now. He played on Thursday night against the Jets, where he put on a brilliant performance. Came out there, made things happen. He created, had 5 passing touchdowns, ran the ball effectively. Like, he made it happen. He's dynamic out there. He's making the whole team better. And one of the main things that get overlooked with him, like, we all know his athletic ability. He can throw the ball. He's a threat, play in and play out. But his poise and his demeanor has this team going, has this team running that extra mile, has this team doing that few more extra reps. Like, his whole demeanor, as in win, 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 and compete. And he's humble about his whole thing. He's humble. You have his teammates in the media, MVP, MVP, oh, Lamar's this, Lamar's that. And every time it's a mic in front of his face, he's always humble and giving praise to his teammates. And that's one thing that we don't speak on enough. He's humble, he's hungry, he's poised, he's relaxed, and he knows what he's capable of, and he knows, like, that he's going to keep going and that his game's going to keep developing. Because at this time last year, people were saying, oh, he's just going to be a running quarterback, and oh, it's going to be tough for him to play in this league. And now he's 33 passing touchdowns right now. Just broke Michael Vick rushing record. Like, it's only 2 people to have 1,000 yards in a season, and that's as a quarterback. And that's Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson. Nobody else has done it. There's a reason for that. He's dynamic. He's a game changer. Every play, he's a game changer. And they're playing really good right now. They control the time of possession. They can do a drive for 90 yards and take off 10 minutes off the clock and then finish with a touchdown. You don't know how brutalizing that is for the other team to be sitting on the sideline watching Lamar dominate, and go out there and get the chunk yardage. And he hand the ball off to Mark Ingram. He's making plays. And then he throws the ball downfield to Hollywood Brown, and he's making plays. And then you get the defense, and the defense goes out there and make plays. So the Ravens are playing at a high level right now. They're clicking on all cylinders while a couple teams are falling down and narrowing down. Good look for the Ravens, for sure, for sure. Jim Harbaugh has them boys playing really, really well. Bills beat the Steelers last night, Sunday Night Football. And Steelers had their problem this year. They lost a lot of key players, and they still losing key players this season. A couple of the guys didn't play last night. But Mike Tomlin always have his boys ready. He has them boys ready. The quarterback, he didn't have one of his better performances last night, but he's competing. Connor came out there and ran the ball last night. He was back out there coming from injury. But the Bills are playing pretty good. They're playing some real physical football right now, which is showing on both sides. They're running the ball. They're controlling the pace as well. They're running the ball pretty well. Passing the ball effectively, not crazily, but effective. They're definitely passing the ball effectively to where Allen would definitely, like I said before, he'd definitely pull the ball down and get the first yardage. He's not as scared to run. John Brown continued to make plays down the field, 7 for 99. So they have the weapons. They have a solid running. They're one of them. I think the Bills can mess around and be like kind of like the Steelers of that conference, of their conference. I'm not saying they are the Steelers, but they can be. I mean, they have a tough defense. They have playmakers on defense. They have two great running backs. They have one of the best running backs we've in history with Frank Gore. And he's teaching the young guys behind him. And I know him personally, so I know he's giving them the knowledge that he has and giving them the formula that allowed him to play 10-plus years. So they have a good foundation going. Team playing pretty good. They're 10-3. They just clinched the playoffs last night for the first time. And if I'm not mistaken, it said 1999. That's 20 years ago. That was the last time they went in the playoffs. So kudos to the Bills. They're playing pretty good right now, definitely. Falcons over the 49ers. Falcons beat the 49ers. 49ers got to step it up for sure. They had a great win against the Saints and then turn around and lose to the Falcons at home. It's kind of eye-opening. They had a couple pieces missing as well, but I would think that would be a game that Shanahan and Jimmy G could pull out. But Matt Ryan came out there ready to play. Julio Jones, 13 for 134 and two touchdowns. I mean, he's one of the best receivers in the game. He's a freak of nature. He can take a slant, 90, steal today. So he's always a threat no matter if their team got one win or if they got 11 wins. He's going to be out there making plays for sure, for sure. So the 49ers took a little loss yesterday. I don't know if it'll be like – it'll cause a lot of problems for their future, but you never want to lose this late in the season to a team like that. So it's a little eye-opening a little bit. It's probably one of the wins that they would love to have right before the playoffs just so they can get refocused and they can open up their ears a little bit more. Vikings over the Chargers. Vikings playing good. Vikings making it happen. Kirk Cousins, ever since all the stuff been going down early in the season, he's just quietly winning games. Kirk Cousins, he's quietly winning games. He go all the way to the West Coast and win a game 39-10 over the Chargers. He's making it happen. Like, the Vikings are one of them sleeper teams. Like, if you get them in the playoffs and they clicking and Kirk Cousins making the throws and Dalvin Cook is running the ball like he's been doing. He got injured yesterday, but Dalvin Cook is definitely a threat back there for sure. And they throw the ball out there to Stephon Diggs and the tight ends, and Adam Thielen just got back. And that defense, with that defensive line and the second, like, that team is definitely a team to watch out for sure, for sure. Carson Wentz, he got a win over the Redskins yesterday. He made it interesting, though. I feel like he's one of the best quarterbacks to make it interesting. Like all of his games, he makes it interesting. And I feel like once he consistently make the plays that he needs to make, that's gonna take his game to a whole nother level. Cause he be looking for the home run. He's looking for the big play. He's looking for the duck under you, roll out or reverse back around, roll out, make a amazing throw, because he's done that in his career before, and it's not a shocker for him to want to do that again. So when he learned to just take the check down or take the little hitch route or throw it to your running back a couple more times, don't force it down the field, he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the game. And he's still young, so he has time to develop that maturity. I like his whole game. They beat the Redskins 37-27. Redskins played solid. They played pretty good, honestly. They just didn't get the win. But it's hard to win this league. Most definitely. But the Eagles and the Cowboys play each other next week at the Eagles. And the division is on the line. A playoff spot is on the line. So that's that game at 425, and that, man, Philly going to be rocking. If I lived in Philly or I know anybody that's in Philly, I would definitely tell them to go to that game. I would definitely go to that game, because that stadium and that arena is going to be a battle for sure, for sure. Moving on from that, Tannehill wasn't able to pull out the win over the Houston Texans. Tannehill's been playing really well as of late. He has them guys playing good. He's making the plays. He's running the ball. He's checking it down when he needs to. He's handing the ball off to Henry. Henry has came on strong at the end of the season. A.J. Brown is rookie. He's been playing pretty solid for sure. 8 for 114 and a touchdown. He has a chance to be one of the dominant receiver in the game if he has that work ethic and that grind and that grit. Because from what I'm seeing, he's one of them guys that when he plays, he belongs. He belongs in this league. He belongs out there on that island to make them plays. And I feel like he's one of these receivers that in 4 or 5 years, he's going to be one of the top. He could be one of the top in the game if he continue on with what he's doing. For sure, for sure. Deshaun Watson got a great role win versus the team. I'm not just going to say Deshaun Watson, the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson led the pack. Oh, my boy Carlos Hyde in the backfield. I see you, boy. 26 carries, 100 yards. He's been running the ball really, really well this year. 1,000 yards on the season. He's been making it happen. He's going to get paid next year by somebody for sure. But this was a solid, solid win for this team. Definitely a solid win for Houston to come into Tennessee with all every game from now on matters for the playoffs. So to go into Tennessee against a hot Tennessee Titans team and get a win is pretty good, especially coming off the losses that the big losses that the Houston Texans have. One thing about Texas, they kind of back and forth. Like, and it'd be some games where they go out there and they just look unstoppable, but then in some games they don't show up. And as soon as they get that balance, they're going to be good because they have the weapons, they have the receivers, they have the running back, and they have that alpha male at the quarterback. Deshaun Watson is one of the – I feel like he don't get enough credit. He don't get enough credit because, I mean, all people talk about is the Cowboys, but that's another story. Seahawks over the Panthers. Seahawks got a good role win. They're rolling right now. They're feeling good about their season, most definitely. Russell Wilson would definitely be my second runner MVP, right behind Lamar Jackson. Came out there 20 completions, 286 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Carson ran the ball pretty well, so their team is clicking. Lockett had a game too last night, 8 for 120 and a touchdown. A couple weeks ago, he had got injured and he was a little hobbled for the last couple games. But he's back now making plays and clicking at the right time. That Seahawks team is a team that they're a complete team to me. They have the weapons on the outside. They have the weapons. They have a tight end. They have a running back. They defense. They have some plays. They have some guys over there. And they're clicking right now. Like, even though some guys are not playing or some guys missing games with injuries and things like that, Russell Wilson always finds a way to seal the deal, and that's what he's doing. So they're definitely going to keep up with that. Pat Mahomes went out there and showed out against the Broncos, ended up beating them 23-3 in a blizzard. He was still out there throwing the ball around like it was 90 degrees outside. So that's always a team. Nobody's really talking about the Chiefs like that as much because of they had their battles mid-season, so you know how that go. But Patrick Mahomes still on that team. He's still on that team, and he's still clicking. He's still throwing the ball. He's still making it happen. They still got Travis Kelce. They still got Tyreek Hill. They still got Sammy Watkins. So it's still going to be matchup problems in the playoffs. Like, there's still going to be a matchup problem. And that's a sleeper team to make the Super Bowl. Honestly, I feel like a lot of teams are kind of sweeping them under the rug because of the trials and tribulations that they was going through early in the season or mid-season. But I feel like that's one of the teams that can sneak up on some guys and reclaim their name because at the beginning of the season, everybody was saying Pat Mahomes and he's going to win back-to-back MVP and the Super Bowl goes to Chiefs Kingdom. So he's definitely going to get his opportunity to shine, and I definitely can't wait to see it, honestly. For real, for real. Cowboys beat the Rams. Cowboys came out there after losing a few games. They got the win. Team played really well. I thought the Rams was going to play a little bit better. But, you know, on some days, some crowds, some teams are a little bit more motivated to play in front of their play in front of their fans, play in front of their family. Sometimes another team just wanted more, and the Cowboys kind of wanted it more yesterday, so that was a good win for them. It's going to be a battle next week for sure. Jaguars over the Raiders. That was the last Raider. That was the last game at the Raider Stadium, and they was throwing trash on the field. They was throwing trash and throwing cups, and because the Jaguars took the win. And I don't think Raiders Nation would appreciate that. I don't think that was a good gesture to do, to just, that's the last game at y'all stadium. Y'all supposed to be, I feel like y'all supposed to appreciate, you know, the fans, appreciate the players, appreciate the legacy that Raider Nation has created, appreciate the Super Bowls that he's given, that's, you know, the organization and things like that. So I feel like they could have handled that a little bit more better. Cardinals over the Browns. Browns having a long year. There was a lot of Super Bowl talk earlier in the year, but, or before the season, a lot of trades made, but football not played on paper. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, because they're not in them trenches, but football is not played on paper. It's not played on paper. You got to go out there and line it up and play against some of the best guys in the world. The best guys in the world. That's not always easy. Yeah, so Cardinals got a good win. So that'll be good for their future. Kyler Murray's playing pretty good as well. Packers over the Bears. That's another win for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. They're playing okay right now. I feel like they have another gear to take it to, and they're going to take it to, because I feel like there's definitely a lot more left in the tank this season for Aaron Rodgers. I feel like he have a few more games where he can just take off and mess around and throw for 5 touchdowns and 400 yards. You never know what Sunday he can catch fire at any Sunday. So Packers going to always be in it. And the better their defense come along, the faster they come along and be ready to step up and make some plays and give Aaron Rodgers a few more possessions, that can only be good for them, for sure. Giants over the Dolphins. Eli Manning, that was just potentially his last home game. He went out there and gave it his all. He had a long career, a good career. He has 2 Super Bowl wins. He's battled. He's barely missed games, period. He's always showed up a great professional, ready to play, and he's won 2 Super Bowls. And he's humble about it. And he went out there and showed up. He went out there, had fun, got a win over a team. If I'm not mistaken, that was his first time. No, that wasn't his first time playing Miami. That was his first time throwing an interception versus Miami. That's what I said. But he's beating every team in the league. He's that was the way to walk off right there. A good win. It was a great day in New York at MetLife Stadium. The fans was live. The fans was appreciative. They loved. They enjoyed the moment. And he was able to shine out there one last time in front of his people. So that was definitely a good win for him, for sure. Patriots over the Bengals. Patriots defense is pretty good. They have 2 of the best playmaking secondary guys this year. And that's potentially the NFL defensive MVP, Stephon Gilmore, for sure. Gilly, MVP, bro. Like, if anybody try you, hey, I got you, cuz. But Gilmore, been locking people up. He's been locking people up. It don't matter, I want to play Matt. No, he get in your face. He watch film. He get in that phone booth with you, and he make it tough every play. Every play. He's been doing that all year. He deserves defensive MVP. A corner haven't gotten defensive MVP in a long time, man. You can't tell me that it's a better corner in the game right now that's playing better than him. It's a better defensive player that's playing better than him right now. He's making it happen in a league that passes the ball over 40, 50 times a game. He's doing his due diligence and making it happen out there on that field. For real. So that was a good win for the Patriots, for sure. We're going to switch it up a little bit and go to college a little bit. Joe Burrow won the Heisman this past weekend. LSU Tigers, what are they, number one seed, they jump Ohio State. So the playoff final is LSU versus Oklahoma and Ohio State versus Clemson. I'm going to just give y'all some predictions right now on them scores. I like LSU beating Oklahoma, because I don't know how good Oklahoma defense is, which they're not that good. So I'll take LSU over Oklahoma. But this Ohio State Clemson game gonna be live. Gonna be live for sure. I don't know who I wanna pick right now, so we're gonna postpone that. But I like the quarterback play. In fact, I'm riding with the Big Ten, man. Let's go, Ohio State. I got y'all. Big Ten, man. Gotta give y'all the credit. I got Ohio State over Clemson. Joe Burrow, though, the one Heisman over two Ohio State guys that was there. And Jalen Hurts, he won it. He came out this year, had a great year, passed the ball all over the field since week one. He had multiple five touchdown passing games. He's made a lot of great critical plays. He beat Bama at Bama in a shootout. He's won some big games this year. He literally showed up and showed out in like every game this year. So he deserves it. And he can run. He can make every throw. He's mature. His head is on right. He's making it happen. I definitely feel like he's the best quarterback in college ball right now. And with the draft coming up and stuff like that, I don't think nobody's going to pass on him. You can't pass on what he's 6. I know he got good height, solid height. He can make every throw, and he's not afraid to put the ball down and run. And he has a NFL offensive coordinator that's calling plays for him. So I'm sure, you know, he's ready for these tests and he's ready for these battles. So I'll definitely give it to him. Moving on from that, we're going to jump into basketball. Jump into basketball with some good games over the weekend. I just happened to be at one of them. Lake Show played in Miami. Lakers got it done. It was a good game. One of the best games of the year, honestly. Miami came out there ready to play. It was a close game. It was Lakers ended up winning 113-110. Anthony Davis, 33-10. Bryant, 23-9-12. Other guys, Pope showed up, made some plays. Danny Green, JaVale making plays. Let's get on the Heat, though. Jimmy Butler got these boys playing together and got these boys playing hard. That's one thing. Nunn playing pretty good. Hero. They're all making plays. They're competing at a high level and making it happen. So I definitely see the Heat competing for sure. They're number two. They're number two seed in the East. Who would have thought that the Miami Heat would be the number two seed right now in the NBA at this time? I don't think it was too many people that would think that. They would think they would call it, the Bucks. They knew the Bucks would probably be number one, but they had definitely picked the 76ers, the Celtics, or the Raptors over them, for sure, for sure. But the Heat been making it happen. They have some rookies that's scoring buckets. Nunn and Hero and Duncan Robinson, they're scoring buckets. Like, a few of them had 30-point games already. Like, that's not easy to do, and that's not easy to do at all. And they're making it happen. So the Heat got a solid team for sure. I'm not too sure about these 76ers. I don't really know. I know they have the talent and they have two guys that could potentially take over games one day. I just don't know if that day is soon, because Ben Simmons still won't shoot the ball. So the paint's still gonna be clogged. So you got a point guard that's not gonna shoot the ball with a center that's going to be in the paint, or really that's rarely in the paint. Like, he want to shoot the ball too. He's shooting the ball more than way more than Ben Simmons. And they chemistry with each other. I just don't feel like they mesh all the way well together. But time will tell. And who knows? They might hit a stride where they putting up major points together and get on a winning streak of 15, 20 games. I'm still going to be skeptical about them in the playoffs, because in the playoffs is different than the regular season, of course. So I'm not solely sold on the 76ers until Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid show that they can win together and that they want to win together. Moving on from that, the Celtics playing pretty good. They're number four seed, 17-7. Celtics got some guys. Gordon Hayward just came back, which is another score, and it opens up the court a little bit more for guys like Tatum to slash and dunk on everybody because, you know, that's what he like to do. And Tatum to make plays, and it gives him more space for Kemba Walker to create because that's one of the best things he's good at is creating. The Raptors. Raptors been playing pretty good. Siakam. Like I said, can you win most improved player twice? He's definitely an all-star starter this year, potentially. He's been making plays. He has them guys playing well. He's playing on both sides of the court. Lowry, Van Fleet, Ibaka. They're getting better. So I don't know if they're trying to blow that team up and trade some of the guys and keep Siakam or if they're trying to compete this year. But it's like whatever they – I feel like they could – I feel like they shouldn't rebuild or anything like that. I feel like they should try to add another piece so that they can compete at a high level this year because they got a good team, a solid team. They got depth, and they got the coaching. They got the confidence of winning the ring. So they have that for sure. Moving on to the West, you know the Lake Show at the top, 24-3 leading the whole NBA. But, hey, Brian don't even want to play basketball, right? He just want to make movies and do this. And offseason, they're talking about trading LeBron and getting a mass production for him. And, oh, we should trade. I heard something in offseason that said, oh, we should trade LeBron to the Pelicans and get AD and get the other. I say, bro, what? Whatever. That's another story. Lakers playing good right now. Playing solid, solid, solid basketball. They 24-3. They got some great wins. Ron went out, like I said, Friday night. They made it happen in Miami. Miami was what? Undefeated at home. And the Lakers was undefeated on the road. So you know it's going to be a playoff atmosphere and a good game and a very well contested game. And it was. Them boys went out there and played. And then you know what they did after that? Went to Atlanta. And got a win on Sunday. You know, after Brian had to go to Ohio and support his son with his high school team at his alma mater and go out there and get that W, then come back out there and outplay his son against the Hawks and have a day. So Lakers good, man. They gonna continue. My grade to the Lakers right now is I give them a C++. / B minus because I don't feel like they reach nowhere near they're gonna be. Nowhere near they're gonna be. I feel like they can get even easier baskets. And it's gonna come though. It's gonna come through the fire and through the season. Clippers at number two. Clippers had a day. This past weekend, Kawhi and Paul George both have 40 points in the game, and that hasn't happened in a while. Two players on the same team have 40 points. That's amazing. I definitely get them that. They can put the ball in the hoop when they playing on the court. But they got a solid team. One thing about them that I feel like people are overlooking is the coach. Like, yeah, they got the players and yeah, they got this, but they have Doc Rivers and they have Doc Rivers on that staff. Doc Rivers he's battle tested and he's won. And he know how to win. And he know how to coach great players and great talent. He know how to bring a team together. And that's what he's going to do. Mavericks just lost Luka Doncic for a couple weeks. So they're going to move from the 3 seed for sure. But Porzingis is coming along well. He's playing pretty. He's coming along. He's not at his best yet, but he will be. Nuggets at the 4th seed, 17-8. They're probably going to be in that range from the 4th to the 6th seed. Jokic got to play better. He got to play more aggressive. I know he always looking to pass the ball and things like that, but he got to play more aggressive. Gary, my boy Gary, keep doing your thing out there, partner. Rockets, 5th seed. Rockets should definitely be up, but whatever. James Harden, 50, 50, 50. Oh, y'all say I can't score? Oh, 50. Oh, I only shoot free throws? 50. How many free throws did you shoot that game? 5. Oh, I got to shoot 39 threes? No, 50. How many threes did you shoot? Like 7. He can score the ball. Nothing against James Harden. The Rockets go as he's go. He's creating so many ways to score the ball in this game. It's amazing. Like, they got him saying he's one of the best players to ever put the ball in the basket. And he's up there because he's creating scoring like we've never seen it before. So it's going to be a good season, people. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to the T Lippin' Podcast. Speak on it. See y'all boys another time. Yay, yay.